Underneath everything you say and do and attitude is what do you believe about God. That's what's underneath it and what's most important. So, if you're involved in the Great Commission, you're believing Jesus wants me to do this, he's going to help me do it, it's important, people are going to turn to Jesus. But if you're not involved in the Great Commission, you might believe some things about God that are inaccurate. He can't use me, he won't use me, I've messed up too much, I don't have enough gifts, he's not really going to help me, he's not going to change lives. Those are all lies about God that can affect the way that you live. So confession is two parts. One, it's saying the things that we're not doing. God, we're not making disciples. But then it's also positive, confessing, change of beliefs. God, I confess about you that you are good, your plan is good, you want to use me, and Lord, I trust you. And so confess what's not happening and the false beliefs about God, not just behavior, and then confess positively what you do believe and head in the right direction. Don't miss it, that underneath what's really happening are your beliefs about God. And that's where confession can remove the negative beliefs and the untrue beliefs and instead replace them with what you truly believe and what is accurate about God. Take time in confession today, and may there be some correction in terms of what you're believing about God as it relates to the Great Commission.